Well, we chose the second option, and language is the result. Language evolved to solve the crisis of visual theft. Language is a piece of social technology for enhancing the benefits of cooperation, for reaching agreements, for striking deals, and for coordinating our activities. And you can see that in a developing society that was beginning to acquire language, not having language would be like a bird without wings. Just as wings open up the sphere of air for birds to exploit, language opened up the sphere of cooperation for humans to exploit. And we take this utterly for granted because we're a species that is so at home with language, but you have to realize that even the simplest acts of exchange that we engage in are utterly dependent upon language. And to see why, consider two scenarios from early in our evolution. Let's imagine that you are really good at making arrowheads, but you're hopeless at making the wooden shafts with the flight feathers attached. Two other people you know are very good at making the wooden shafts, but they're hopeless at making the arrowheads. So what you do is, one of those people has not really acquired language yet, and let's presume the other one is good at language skills. So what you do one day is you take a pile of arrowheads and you walk up to the one that can't speak very well, and you put the arrowheads down in front of him, hoping he'll get the idea that you want to trade your arrowheads for finished arrows. But he looks at the pile of arrowheads, thinks they're a gift, picks them up, smiles, and walks off. Now, you pursue this guy, gesticulating, a scuffle ensues, and you get stabbed with one of your own arrowheads. Okay, now replay this scene now, and you're approaching the one who has language. You put down your arrowheads and say, I'd like to trade these arrowheads for finished arrows. I'll split you 50-50. Another one says, fine, looks good to me, we'll do that. Okay, now the job is done.